Well, she describes in her autobiography what happens when a visitor comes to her family home, and she's having enough troubles with her father anyway. And this visitor and her father sort of gloat over the execution of these radicals, and Emma Goldman picks up a pitcher of water and throws it into this visitor's face to show him how she feels. And she believed in direct action. And that was her slogan. She left home soon after and went to New York. In New York, she took up with, I always wondered about that phrase, took up with this little bunch of New York radicals, anarchists, who would gather in Saks Cafe on Suffolk Street in downtown Manhattan. And they were all working people, you know, and they talked about, they'd gather there after work and talk about revolution and what to do, and discuss Marx and Kropotkin and have arguments between the Marxists and the anarchists. And there she met Alexander Berkman, who was a few years younger than her, but an impassioned anarchist. And they became lovers and comrades and friends, and then they were joined by a few other friends, and they formed a little commune, and one of them, including an artist, a friend of theirs, with whom Emma also became lovers. And I tell you this just to give you a little hint of the kind of life that she led. And a free life, and this is what she believed in. And she and Berkman both proclaimed their belief in the freedom of people to love whoever they wanted, unrestrained by, you know, the laws of society or the traditions of monogamy and so on.